Because you want to know what someone's really hiding. It is a secret. They'll tell you willingly if you know the one thing hostage negotiators never skip over. How you get the truth without asking for it directly.
Hey,
I'm Chris Voss from the Black Swan Group. We teach people how to use the same hostage negotiation skills I used in the FBI, but we've improved them. So don't worry, there's no hostages here,
except maybe you.
If you're afraid of bringing something up because of how they might react, who's holding who hostage then? So what's the secret to secrets? It's simple. People love to correct you, and people hate awkward silence. So if you master these two triggers, correction and silence, getting corrected, not correcting them, getting corrected, you can get anyone to tell you way more than they planned. Tactic number one, use the accusations audit. Let's say you're buying a car and you can't get the salesman to budge on price. Bring up the worst thing they may be thinking in the back of their mind before they do. Say, you probably think I'm here to either get a cheap deal or I'm just shopping around and will waste your time. And say it like that. Be playful. Removes you as a threat when you're playful. Tactic number two. Silence. Shut the front door. Get a PhD in shutting up. Then label the emotion. In either case, you gotta wait 6 seconds. Count thousands to yourself to let the neurochemicals run their course through the brain. It takes at least 6 seconds for them to have full impact. Then say, seems like you've got some pressure on you to keep this price high. Boom. Let them spill. People can't help but respond when you label what they feel, especially if being well-intentioned, you label it incorrectly because they want to correct you. This lowers their guard, and they will likely correct you with the real story. They might say, well, it's actually the manager that sets the floor price. All right, now you've got rapport built. You can start working with each other instead of against them. Why does this work again? Correction is a drug. It feels good to correct. And when they're correcting you, they feel they're helping you. They're stepping to your side. They're mentoring you. Again, now instead of being across the table, you're on the same side of the table working together. Now the dynamic silence works with labels and accusations audit because you gotta liberate the truth. You've gotta let the neurochemicals move through their system. And people fill the awkward gaps. Awkward only if you don't realize the magic that's happening. Feels awkward for you at first, but it's gold every time. So remember, secrets hide behind small talk. Cut through it by using the accusations audit, silence, a label, and more silence. Your label might be a mislabel. That's okay. You're trying to get it right. Watch them hand you the truth on a silver platter. And it's a lot of fun.